This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Feel free to send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Every Friday, my co-host, Sonia Schmidt, joins me to keep me in line and inform you properly. Although that's a big task, keeping me in line.
It's my job. Somebody's got to do it.
Yes. Oh, God. Hey, I got to tell you, I love how the left freaks out on the same things that they thought were wonderful just a little while back. I don't know if you heard today, but the LA mayor came out, and she actually said she was fearful that planes of illegal aliens might be arriving in the city soon.
Oh.
And they would have to, well, these are the same people that were screaming at Governor Abbott and others going, what's wrong with you? Where's your heart? How come you don't want to welcome these people in? What is it with you?
So just a few weeks ago, she was lambasting New York mayor. And oh. Who is that? Is that Karen? What's her name? The L.A.
Karen
mayor?
Bass. Yeah.
Karen Bass.
Yep.
I'm just telling you, I don't understand. The low information voters are putting us all in jeopardy.
Yep.
And then it doesn't touch them until it touches them.
Which is, they don't know it's touching them. I'm sorry, you know.
Well, I bet you money she doesn't live in an area where it is. She's just hearing from her constituents who do. And now she feels compelled to talk about it. But
okay,
trust me,
one of the most expensive places to live in the country, and we're not talking Beverly Hills here. We're talking in L.A. proper, and you know they have a city tax on their gases. They have a city tax on food. They have a city tax on groceries. It's about 28% more to live in the city of Los Angeles than it is in the surrounding areas. And who is that hurting?
I'm getting ready to tell you.
Well, it's hurting the average person, right? The
I used to live in the hood. What would be considered the hood?
Is that what they call it nowadays still? Is it the hood, or should we upgrade that?
Not anymore, because I can't afford it. Let me tell you something. If I wanted to buy a house, if I wanted to buy the houses that I lived in, that I rented in, I couldn't do it now with my income coming from being a television producer. Couldn't do it.
Oh, yeah.
That's how expensive L.A. is. And I couldn't do it, but I wouldn't want to because I'd have to deal with the crime. I'm sure you've talked about or shown all the smash and grabs. The fact that, I think we talked about this last week, if you tried to interrupt someone who was accosting, attacking, or smash and grabbing, you could stand the chance of being arrested or, they could send you to jail. The accoster could. So it's just like it's not worth going down there. And there's some, nope. There's things that I think about. I was like, God, I'd really love to go downtown L.A. And there's some restaurants down there that I really love. There's L.A. Live. That's really just wonderful. And no. I'm not going to risk the problem. Driving through downtown L.A. is like driving through a video game. You know, you have to get a mindset that you go, I will run you over.
You have to have a mask.
It's like,
put Vaseline under your nose.
But it's like The Walking Dead. Is that the name of that TV show where there's just like zombies all over? There
are drugs. But Sonia, people aren't believing that. They're believing that, you know, these pictures are made up by, you know, nuts on the right hand, on the right, and you can drive down. You've seen it. The people are doubled over. They're lying there out cold or dead right there in the street, crapping off the side of the curb. This is out of a zombie movie.
Well, if you believe the left, then you got bigger issues than I can even imagine. Because at this point, I mean, I could believe it in the beginning that you would believe the left.
Yeah,
I can understand it. I mean, they do occupy, they do own the media. They do own the information that you're getting. But there are other sources. We're living in a time where information is so accessible. All you got to do is click a button, people. Nobody's making this up. Why would we make this up? Let's think about it for a second. Would we be sitting here on a Friday night with nothing else to do, making this up the left doesn't win in elections? Listen, if the left did what they did years ago when Kennedy was president, or there were some other well-meaning Democrats where we could all agree that the country should be run a certain way, why would we be spending our Friday night talking about trying to debase the left?
Yep.
No, we're trying to warn you people. We're living in it. We're trying to sound the sirens.
We're living in it. It's we're having to deal with it every day. Now the legislators in California have passed a law, as you said, that you can no longer try to stop somebody from stealing stuff in a store.
Right.
You could be brought up on charges.
Right, that's the term.
Yeah, just amazing, right? But to your point earlier, to show you how out of touch with reality they are, they believe, Karen believes it, that by the border states sending these plane loads to sanctuary cities, it is setting the stage for the presidential election next year that will solidify the Democrats' win.
That's all they care about.
That's right. Okay, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break, people. We'll be right back.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Oh, there we are. We are back. Joe Mateo, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Join the chat room, joemessina.com. You'll find it at joemessina.com. Ain't that hard to find. If you can't find it when you go to the website, you probably shouldn't be driving. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, Tony Smith joins us. She does. Every week is my co-host. And appreciate her time with me. God bless. Stop it.
What are you doing?
I hate computers.
You're like that guy in, if anybody's seen Jurassic Park, the lead character, the man, he goes, I hate computers, and they never work for him. And then, of course, because how you write movies is whatever they hate. That's the arc, and then the computer saves the day.
Anyhow, we were talking about Karen Bass, what was going on in L.A. And it dawned on me, though, as we were talking that, you know, L.A. is not, it's always been problematic, if you think about it. And all the way back to 2019, even before that, they just come, you know, they come in here, they come up from the south, go through San Diego, and they head up in Los Angeles, Los Angeles City and County, because they're not bothered. Nobody really bothers them. Now, according to the Migration Policy Institute, back in 2020, there was over 1 million illegal immigrants residing in Los Angeles County. Now, people, it's a county of 10 million. So 10% of the population is illegal immigrants, of which they go to the schools, they go to the hospitals, they're pulling on resources that are not being paid for. The rest of us are paying for those.
Yes. And they're calling that a sanctuary. That shows you how the left can manipulate words. That's a sanctuary for who? It's not a sanctuary for people who pay taxes and live there and try to raise their families as citizens. It's not a sanctuary at all. But I'm going to have to correct you there on a little bit of your reporting.
Here we go. Okay, go ahead.
You're only going back as far, you said it was, you know, pretty cool up until 2019. You have to go back. This was not always a sanctuary city. This city and this state was run by Republicans, and it was a lovely place to live.
That's
in
true.
Fact, and I'm gonna mess this up, but it was one of the highest economies in the nation, not the world. So, and folks, if you don't know this, you always say, Hollywood. Well, Hollywood has left the building. Yeah. Hollywood doesn't even shoot here anymore, okay? They can't afford to. They've ruined it. Hollywood has moved to other states. They have used AI. They have used as much computerisms as they can, because as the left often does, they eat their own. So, no, there's nothing wonderful about California other than the topography, and I have to say, let me take that back for 1 second. Yesterday, I went surf fly fishing. I'm learning to fly fish, which I think
That's
I told you
hilarious.
About, Joan.
All right, guys.
What? Excuse me?
A hood girl learning how to fly fish?
I know, that is hilarious.
That would be a great
book.
Okay. You know what?
Okay, I know.
From the hood to the lake, or from the hood to the...
the beach, I don't know. But I came home, and my shoe... And the guys told me this while I was out there. I didn't even notice. He says, your shoes are going to be ruined because of the tar that's going to attach to your shoes. So they were giving me different pointers on how to clean it. But I got home, and sure enough, I have these, because I'm from California, I have these $200 a pair tennis shoes that I wore to the beach. Okay,
oh,
shut
God.
Up. It's what I do. And
oh,
and they're ruined. They're ruined by tar. I'm hoping that I can fix them. But our beach, when I said last week, you know, when we say California is no walk on the beach or no day at the beach, our days at the beach are not even comforting anymore because they're full of tar. Even our topography is not cool anymore because it's ruined.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna be the bad guy and say it's even more than that. You've got homeless people sleeping, crapping, peeing in the sand on the beach, showing up there. It's just amazing.
Well, there's places I'm afraid, you know, I have not gone to certain places in a very close beach to us, which is Ventura. And it's because there was a homeless guy who went around and he was stabbing a bunch of people who were just trying to have lunch. It's just not, when you have to think of those things before you can go and take your children and go enjoy a day at the beach, it's just not.
Yeah, I agree.
It's too much to think of and enjoy life. We're under a certain amount of stress, and I've said this before. I think we need to have a class action suit against the left.
Oh, no question about it.
We could win it.
I mean, who was it? Rand Paul went through a whole tirade based on what the Democrats said, people that should not be allowed to be part of Congress. And he turned it around on them and he said, the Democrats have consistently done this. The Democrats have consistently voted for this, 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 and this. Therefore, they shouldn't be allowed to be in Congress. So the Democrats should leave.
I agree.
Yeah, it was great. He just threw exactly what they said. He put it right back in their faces. And that's why I said they're so self-unaware. It is really sad.
Rand is really wonderful in his points of views. I don't think he's going to be president. I don't think he's going to be in a position where he's going to be effectual. But boy, is he right on with everything he says. I'm not crazy about him with his anti-war thing, and that's, I have to say, I don't know much about it, so I'm speaking out of school here. But boy, is he right on about stuff.
It's simple Kentucky logic, which should be simple logic, period. He doesn't overthink.
No, which is my issue. Because I'm from California. I totally overthink everything.
Is the grass really green? Or maybe it's just a shade of green. And should we let it grow that long? It just eats up too much energy.
Exactly.
So somebody sent me a link. I don't know if they're saying that they're suggesting something about you and I. But it was a link to a story. It said 27 boomer skills that millennials don't care about. And okay. I just want to hit some with you and see what you...
I like that. Mm-hmm.
First is staying married. They don't believe you have to stay married. that is a, you know, that is something we put on them. Some of these are kind of funny, if you think about it. Figuring out cable TV.
Ah!
Right? I mean... It's like I say, no, you need to learn how to use a rotary phone. Right,
hilarious.
Okay, I'm on board there, right? Business suits. A lot of business suits companies, now it's more like casual wear because the millennials don't want business suits. We'll hit a couple more of these on the way back. I just think they're kind of...
Oh, please do. I love these. This
we'll be back
great.
In a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more with Tony and Joe right after this.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. The last three suspects charged in connection with the attempted kidnapping of Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer are being acquitted. Eric Moleiter, William Knoll, and Michael Knoll were each acquitted on one count of providing material support for a terrorist act. They were the last three of 14 total suspects arrested in connection. Nine other defendants have already been convicted and issued lengthy prison terms. NASA Director Bill Nelson announcing a new Chief of UFO Research, or UAP, as they are now known.
Did not find any evidence that UAP have an extraterrestrial origin, but we don't know what these UAP are.
Nelson explained Thursday the results of an earlier independent study. He says the research will be genuine and that NASA will be transparent about the process and its findings. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a I love horns. Always loved horns. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. All right, my co-host every Friday, Sonya Schmidt, joins us. And a lot of good times. Before we get to that list I told you about, I want to get your blood boiling for a second.
No.
Yeah, the White House did it again. You know, Joey B., whenever he gives a speech, they immediately go into damage control. And he's got a little damage control team. Can you imagine sure. that? You know, hey, Joe's giving a speech on Friday. You guys need to be ready for that. And so what happened was he gave his speech, and they went right into damage control. They had to clean up the transcript as if he didn't say what he said. But on Thursday, he delivered remarks on his economic agenda, you know, how great it was doing, Bidenomics, all that fun stuff, whatever. And it was a total disaster. I mean, lie after lie after lie. However, he did suggest in his speech that blacks and Hispanics don't have high school diplomas. And in case you don't believe me, or you think I'm just kind of making it up, Biden said, "We've seen record lows in unemployment, particularly, and I focus on this my whole career, particularly for African Americans and Hispanic workers and veterans." You know, those workers without high school diplomas. So.
All right. Where do you want me to start?
The White House puts out the transcript and they change it. They added the word "and" after the American, Hispanic, and veteran workers and make the statement sound less racist.
So now they get to insult the people who fight for our freedoms, as well as minorities. Or, I don't even know. Okay.
But he gets away with it all the time, Sonia.
We know it.
African American kids, you know, they're as smart as kids.
not like the normal kids. Isn't that what he said before
It didn't matter the bottom line when it was. He was saying that they weren't that smart.
That's a contradiction, because he said they're just as smart as the normal kids. However, they just can't achieve a high school diploma. And here's something about that statement that you just read. He said he's been working on this his entire career. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Well, how long has he been in government? 40, 50, 60, 100 years?
Yeah, didn't work, I guess.
He ain't doing a very good job. If we can't get a high school diploma in the 100 years that this man has been in government, he's not doing, that he's been focused on, he's right. not doing a very good job. Especially because the school system is so, what do you call that, dumbed down.
Right.
That if we can't... If we can't get a high school diploma at this point, there's a problem here, whether it's with the school or, as he's saying, with brown people, with people of color. So, but here's the thing, is nobody that would vote for Biden is hearing this crap. If he hadn't said it on, if he hadn't said the stupid statement about, if you don't vote for me, you're not black man, on Charlemagne the God yep. show, on the Breakfast yep. Club, we would have never heard any of this stuff. So,
but even Charlemagne and the black community as a whole was not taken back by that comment.
Oh, yes, they were. I don't know.
Really?
Oh, on the left.
Yeah.
No, but when they did Man on the Street interviews and our side went out into the street and played it, they were appalled. As rightfully so, appalled. But they don't get to hear that. You think that they're going to jump on CNN the next morning, play that soundbite on CNN? You know, it's just not going to happen. This man, they are doing damage control. All this poor Jean-Pierre Marie, or whatever her name is, she's got a job. You know, as much as I can't stand her, what a job she has on her plate.
Yeah, but listen, she took it. She knew what he was all about. And think about how well you have to be able to lie quickly on your feet
all
to
press
that
secretaries.
Job.
I think all press secretaries have some hoops to jump through.
Yeah.
But her hoops must be amazing, and they have fire going through it, and then you got stupidity on top of the fire. Biden is the scariest, most corrupt, racist. And I will say that, and I don't use that term lightly, because that's a term that the left has used for everything, including math. So I don't like to use that term. But if I had to name the top 10 races, he'd be in there.
Oh, he'd have to be in there. With everything that he's done, you know, to the black community, and what he claims he's done or hasn't done, you've got sound bites that just drive the left crazy because you can't run away from them. They're on that nasty interweb thing.
But Joe.
Yes.
You don't realize that he lets the black kids rub his blonde hair.
Oh, okay. So, that, yeah, got it.
So you can see, they can, so we can see them go in the other direction.
Oh my God. Even if that story was good, real, and true,
I think it's real.
Nobody with two brain cells that are active in the cranium would tell it.
Well, right. Okay. And I don't, there's many stories of Joe Biden's that are not real.
Yeah.
I believe that one was real. And not only did he talk about letting the black kids rub his blonde hairs, but he talked about cockroaches. That's what I'm even more appalled about, is that he chose a black audience to connect with, to relate to the cockroach problem in America.
You're killing me. You're just killing me. I love this stuff.
It's Friday night.
He doesn't think, right? I mean, serious, the comments that he makes, what would he think? What would he think? You're right. I don't know what he would think. Go all the way back to one of the first biggies when he was talking about you can't hardly go to a 7-Eleven in this country. Now, come on, you know this is true. You know, without having some kind of foreign accent, somebody with a,
yes.
you know,
but
a Middle Eastern accent.
And I've said this 100 times since I started on your show, and I'm kind of a psychological freak because of my family, which you all know is crazy. But I talk about projection, and we all know that projection is accusing people of the very same things that you do. And the left is king of that. So anything that you hear the left do or Joe Biden do, trust. Trust and believe is what they're doing. It's frightening, but you have to, you know who was the king of this? Is my hero and how I made it through Hollywood and won many battles in Hollywood was Rush Limbaugh. Wow. He said, I know the left like I know the back of my hand. And from working in Hollywood and listening to Rush, I think I'm in that category. I have observed enough that I know what they do, and projection is one of the things that they do. Do they know they do it? I don't think so. I don't think so. Projection is probably one of those things that you don't know that you're doing.
Right. Well, sometimes you do it to take the attention away from yourself, correct?
I think that's the result of it. I don't think that that's the impetus for it. I don't think that that's what it, and I would love to, I can't, you know, one day you got to have me and your Dr. B on at
Dr.
the same
B
time.
Dr. B at the same time? Yeah, I'll go.
I was so love to talk to her about that. So I don't know that it, because again, we agree that the left has no self-awareness. So I don't think that they're, and even when it comes to the evil thing, I don't know that, evil doesn't know it's evil. Evil just does. It just is.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I think that I've seen people in my own life go into the government, go into these kind of things with a pure attitude, with a pure mindset. And the more power they get, the more they move up the government chain, frankly, it seems like the more evil they get. You know, what's better. I know what's good for you.
Right, because evil is intoxicating. It's a spirit. It's like, you know, I've seen people in my family who have the spirit of control or the spirit of, there's so many.
How about the
so
spirit
many,
of stupid? I mean,
they're stuck on stupid.
That's the most pervasive
they don't
one.
Know, they don't know they are. I think the spirit controls them, and they're off and running.
Well, we got to go for a break. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Mazzini Show.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. I want to welcome you back. Always appreciate your time. Glad you come back. That's always good, too. I appreciate your time. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560, and. You know, if you just want to send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You know what? Every week, you guys get with the program. Every week, my co-host, Sonia Schmidt, joins me, and we have such a good time. What are you pointing a finger at me? Nothing
loaded? No, I'm playing with my new lighting that I got.
Oh, I like it, by the way.
Which one looks better.
Much better. Yeah. Oh, God. All right, well, in the last break, somebody sent me a link to a story, which I found quite amusing, and you did too. Yeah. And you said, maybe we should do the last segment with this. And I agreed with you because it's really interesting to see the mindset. And that is, these are boomer skills or things that boomers have done that millennials just aren't interested in.
Okay, so... Just to clarify, we are in the boomer category. I'm not
we
sure
are?
What age. Well, you are, that's for sure. And okay. The millennials, or what did you say, 25 to 40-ish?
You made me look that up. Yeah,
so that
would like
be,
that.
Yeah, so that would be like my kids' age group.
Yeah, and he said it was like 70 million people in this country.
Yeah, boomers are still the largest, I believe. The largest.
No, no, millennials are 70
really?
Million. Yeah.
So we gave birth to these creeps. Huh? No, I'm just.
We, you know, the collective we raised these kids. That's why I get crazy. I'm like, how did that happen?
Yeah, okay. All right, so these are things that they don't care about that we think that they should.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. And first thing on their list, which I thought was quite interesting, is staying married. They don't believe that marriage is for life. They don't believe that it's a lifelong commitment of two people.
Yeah, I could see that with the no-fault divorce.
Oh,
and
my buddy used to call it that we've become a throwaway society because of places like McDonald's and what have you. So why wouldn't marriage be
throwaway? That's interesting. That's interesting. But also, this generation has grown up with, what do you call that, apps, dating apps.
Oh, yeah.
So everything is very exciting. This is how you date now. Yeah, no. Ooh.
I mean, I wouldn't have to go to the bar anymore? No? I could do it right there on
the
phone?
I don't know if that was a great answer either. A bunch of drunk folks at a bar. But
well, you
now,
know, you look a lot better after two beers, so yeah.
I get it. I had a friend of mine say, am I a two-beer girl or a three-beer? What is that? What? But I think that dating is not, it's so accessible, and you're not interested in what you're going to have long-term. It's just all hit and miss. They call it, not e-nailing, but it's not permanent. There's so much accessibility. I heard a pastor once say that one of the reasons that your wife looks so good is because you are working a plow all day. And the only piece of, I won't even say, the only thing you've seen is the backside of a horse or a mule or whatever. So by the time you get to home, she don't have to look like Kardashian. Because whatever she looks like as opposed to that is darn good. And you're happy with that. And she's happy with that. And everybody's happy. But nowadays, when you can go like this, go, no. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, no. Ah.
It's like that commercial where that grandma kind of lady is looking and she's going, oh, I like him. I don't like him. No, I don't. And she just keeps.
I haven't seen that. That's hilarious.
Oh, that's hilarious. It is hilarious. It's like grandma's looking for a date online. Wow, I'm surprised she can even turn the smartphone on.
That's my life.
All right. All right. I don't want to spend a whole hour on this one. It's number two.
Okay.
Figuring out cable. And I get that one. It's like trying to teach somebody to use a rotary phone. You know, we don't use it anymore. Not a big deal.
Yes.
Okay.
We all hear you on the radio. We know there's issues. What's the next one?
Buying a good business suit. Apparently, it's you know, even a lot of these big companies don't require you to be in a suit anymore.
Well, I think they're suspect of people who show up in a business suit because nobody does it anymore, and we're all working remotely, especially since COVID, even before that.
Yeah.
So when you dress up, you look suspect.
You still need a suit coat, even with Zoom.
I think you need one. I think you need to know how to dress for the occasion. But you have to understand, people in our age group, they wore a suit and a tie or a hat or whatever to a baseball game.
Yep.
So we understood the
value. Well, maybe
value.
Your shop. I mean, now we sound like the old folks, but I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You saw people cleanly dressed at the supermarket. They didn't have, you know, ripped sweats on and their hair thrown up in a messy bun and oversized T-shirt from Daddy.
That's
or
so
something.
Funny.
I mean, seriously.
That's a style. I was on YouTube a couple
That's
of weeks
a
ago.
Style?
I was on YouTube a couple of weeks ago learning how to do the messy bun.
Oh,
and, we've seen these girls in pajamas going out in public. So, yeah, that's very true. No, we think it's appalling. They think it's okay.
All right. And balancing a checkbook. Okay, I get that one.
Who knows how to do that? You do everything online.
They don't even write checks anymore. You don't have to balance
There's
a
no
checkbook.
Checks. I mean, you don't balance a checkbook.
All right. Ironing. I don't know. I told you earlier.
No clothes. Listen, when you're wearing your pajamas and a messy bun.
That's true.
Okay, why are you ironing?
Well, you should, okay. Well, good crease in pajamas looks good, too. That's always nice.
I'm going to ask your wife if you do that.
No, I mean, look at, I think, I love when I go to a business meeting or something like that, and the man is dressed sharply, and the woman is dressed sharply, and...
I do too, but we're in that age group that we're in.
I guess so, yeah, okay. Reading a map, they don't even know how to hold the map anymore.
Who knows that? Listen,
what if your phone dies? What if you don't get the signal?
Then you just go back home. My daughter is still amazing at Thomas Brothers maps. Remember Thomas Brothers? You go to one page, then go to 3B. Okay, then you go to 3B, go to 4-2. Then you go back to 2-4-2. No way!
Okay.
If I am on my GPS, if that gets screwed up...
Well, you're dependent on electronics.
Yes. And if I lose connection, I'm going home. And I'm a millennial.
I remember calling 411 and saying, hey, I'm in this city. Are there any Italian restaurants in Burbank? You know?
That's hilarious. I didn't know you could do that. No, I'd give up. I'd go home. I'd cry. I'm done.
Oh, here we go. All right. How about driving a stick shift?
Everybody should know how to drive a stick shift.
Can you imagine giving your son or daughter, say, hey, listen, I want you to call the restaurant before you head over there. Here's the rotary phone. Take my car. It's a stick shift. Now enjoy. That would be
You know
great.
What?
Yeah.
Probably with AI and all this stuff we're having, I bet here they could go. Take over. Yeah.
Take their phone away from them. Anyway.
I bet they could take over and drive your car.
Can you imagine trying to text with a rotary phone? That would be interesting for them. Playing golf. I never learned how to play golf. I never saw any reason to play golf. Whatever.
What?
Yeah, you heard me.
You're clearly not a single woman.
No, I'm not.
That is a way to meet men who may have a little bit of spare pocket change.
God.
That's all I'm saying.
Uncorking bottles.
Without
going deep into thought here, as you like to do, why do you think millennials don't like uncorking bottles?
Because they have screw top bottles and they probably don't drink wine.
You're 85% correct, yes, because more and more wines and other things come with screw tops and they're boxed beverages and all that other stuff. However, they're intimidated by the uncorking process.
Because guys don't have the testosterone to figure out how... Those guys can't
figure
out how to
do it. That's hilarious.
But I will say...
I'm going to cry.
I will say, in the wine's behalf, that screw-top wines are just as good as the cork wine.
Stop, people.
No, it's true.
You're that classy woman they all think you are.
I didn't say box. I said the screw-top. No, I read up on it. Listen.
Okay. All right. Let's see. What do we got here? Cursive. Writing in cursive is no longer considered...
So last summer I was homeschooling my grandson. I started teaching him to write cursive, and people were going, nobody's using it anymore. And then we enrolled him in a Christian school, and guess what he's got to write all of his reports in?
Cursive! Because you know why?
I think it's important.
The computer battery dies. That's why. Anyway. All right. We got less than a minute. We only got through 11 of these, okay?
But I want to do a racist thing here. If you look at writings by slaves, by people who were freed from slavery, you see the most beautiful script, the most beautiful handwriting, the most beautiful wordmanship.
I would lock it into just slavery. Those people back then, they had beautiful handwriting.
Amazing.
Beautiful.
Amazing.
And traditional grammar.
Yes, lovely.
Anyway. All right, well, we'll have to pick this up next week. I actually like this.
I love this topic.
There's about 30 of these, and we can have some real fun with them. All right, lady, go enjoy the rest of your evening. Thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time. And, you know, I love you. I'll be back in a little bit, guys. It's all about me in the next hour. I'll be right back.